The Sokoban Wood Village is presently occupied by about 12,000 woodworkers, including dealers in finished wood products. They were relocated from the famous Anlauga Wood Enclave in 2008 by the then government to pave the way for construction of the African Development Bank Finance Asokwa Interchange and Road Project. A substantial number of traders also depend on the wood village for their livelihood, thereby making the enclave indispensable. However, for about a year now, the woodworkers say their businesses has taken a nosedive as a result of what they claim is unfair treatment by officials of the Forestry Commission. This is the reason why they sought audience with the Parliamentary Committee on Lands and Natural Resources. The committee was hit by a street protest by some of the woodworkers who had mounted a roadblock at the entrance of the wood village, wearing red bands and chanting war songs. The highly incensed woodworkers noted that if urgent measures are not taken by Parliament to stop the Forestry Commission from deepening their woes, the timber and wood business, especially in the Ashanti region, could collapse with a serious rippling effect on the economy. The coordinator of the Wood Village Workers Association, Raphael Samaglu, explained to Radio Ghana that despite the workers' compliance with the business regulations and documentations, Forestry Commission officials continue to harass them, particularly on the Kumasi Accra Highway.
Those that are supposed to be outside the Ashanti region are still within the enclave. They are not going out. When you check the sheds too, there are many lumber in the sheds, which are legal, which have documentation covering them. But we have all those things, and as of now, still, our lumber is still at the wood village because customers are afraid to come and buy. When they buy, they are arrested. The lumber is later resold to them or sold to other people, which is not helping us. Now, business is very, very down. We see a dark future for the enclave. The enclave was built purposely for lumber, but now we see a dark future for the enclave.
The chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Lands and Natural Resources, Francis Menu Adabo, commended the wood workers for the peaceful manner they handled the.
Nicholas Osei-Wusu and Mildred Orchard-Dako filed that report.